Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, don't watch The Exorcist in a haunted house.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You are about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That indeed it is. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. And if you've been listening to this show for, I don't know, 10 years, you'll know about every year around this time, it's allergy season. And I've done every single year, I have my little pack of handy-dandy little cough pills here, and I just took some of those. But I mean, there's been shows where I could barely speak at all, but we've got them done. So if I sound a little hoarse, it's because it's the most wonderful time of the year for all of that. Watching The Exorcist in a haunted house, Todd, do you put any credence onto that concept of not watching certain movies in certain places? Can movies conjure things up is, I think, the main question.
I don't know that they can conjure things up, but I do think that they make you more aware of things. I'm big into the supernatural and the paranormal genre when it comes to TV shows and stuff. And a couple of weeks on Twitter, you know, somebody was saying, don't watch this. It'll come through the TV and get you, kind of bullshit.
Yeah.
And I don't agree with that. I don't think anything's going to come and get you because you watched a haunted show. However, I think that it may heighten your senses to things going on around you. So you say Exorcist. I can watch that movie. And even at my age and as many times as I've watched it, I can get creeped out.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean that I'm more attuned to the creak that just happened upstairs mm-hmm. that maybe I wouldn't have noticed if I was watching something else? Maybe.
Yeah.
And sometimes maybe it's just a creak, or maybe there is something that you normally don't pay attention to that is something else. So
what about, I mean, that was a movie that when it came out, there was the collective fear of that it was making people possessed and things of that nature. And this was before my time. I would have been probably not born when this happened. But it was a big thing. Could that have been actually something? Not necessarily that people were being possessed, but there was so much collective fear in one place where, maybe weird things could happen sometimes and others would pick up on that darkness. But it's all being generated by people with their own, their own fears all together collectively.
Yeah, it's kind of like being a hypochondriac, right? The person next to you sneezes and all of a sudden you wind up sick.
Yeah.
I think there is a lot of that plays into things. And especially when it comes, I kind of remember the big ordeal when this movie came out and the protests and the lines, people were waiting to see this because, of course, this was supposed to be based on a quote unquote true story.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that it did not create more possessions. But I think that the energy around it probably created some situations. Absolutely.
No. Did they ever remake The Exorcist? Was that ever done? Were they going to?
Were they going to do it like just recently? Like they're in the middle of it, I think.
I don't know. It sounds like something on my radar, but I'm going to look it up while we play the call.
Okay.
Let's take a listen. Hi.
Hey, Tony. It's Denise from Baltimore. This is my last time calling because I'm getting ready to go to bed after this. But I have one story to tell you, another story, but this one was like horrible. So everybody remember the movie Exorcist? Well, when the Exorcist first came out, I was very young, and my parents did everything they could to not allow me to watch this movie because they said it was just frightening and it was kids. So Anyway, so as I was getting a little older, we were still living in this spooky haunted house. To me, it was a haunted house, but it was a pretty haunted house, but it was a haunted house to me. But anyway, we lived in this house. It had a lot of things going on, a lot of spirits. But I was young, but it was still creepy. So I was able to watch the movie The Exorcist. And my dad said to me, Nina Boo, because that was my nickname, still is, are you sure you want to see this movie? It's pretty scary. And I was like, yes, Daddy, I love horror. I love horror movies. He's like, are you sure you want to watch it? I said, yes, Daddy, I want to watch this movie. So he put on The Exorcist. Well, goodness gracious, this movie scared me to the bones. It was so chilling to see a young girl in that kind of condition with that face that was horrible and those voices and oh my gosh, it was the worst movie ever. It frightened me so bad, I could not sleep in my room by myself. That's how frightened I was. And my dad said, I told you, Nina Boo, that you were going to be afraid. I said, Daddy, please, please sleep in my room with me. Please sleep in my room with me. I cannot sleep in that room by myself. So my dad did, because he was so cool. So he's like, okay, I'll sleep with you tonight, Nina Boo, but you're on your own tomorrow. I did not want you to see the movie. I knew you was going to be afraid. And I was. So my sister and I slept in the other bed because I had two twin beds in our room. And my sister and I slept together, and my dad slept in my bed. Well, I could not go to sleep, even though my dad was in there. So I was under the covers, and I couldn't sleep. I was just thinking about that horrible face. And mind you, I'm not asleep. So I was just thinking about her horrible face and all the stuff that was coming out of her mouth, and I was so freaked out. So I just happened to look over at my bed where my dad was sleeping, and it was somebody standing there that looked just like the girl in the movie. Now, I know spirits, they know your fears, they know what's going on, they see. So they knew I was so frightened of this girl's face that whatever spirit was in that house, it made itself look like that girl. I was so frightened, I put the covers over my head, I said, dear Lord, please make it go away. And when I looked over there again, it was still standing there, glaring at me. And it was real. It wasn't fake, I wasn't asleep, because I hadn't gone to sleep yet. It was staring at me, and staring at me, looking just like the Exorcist girl, Linda Blair. I mean, it looked just like her, but the one that was possessed. So I put the covers over my head. I got really close to my sister, and I just stayed there for like 15 minutes. And I peeked my head out of the covers again. Now, mind you, it's dark in the room, so I'm peeking as small as I could, as if they can't see me, and they can. But I peeked out, and it was gone. She was gone. So then I laid over. I was like, okay, maybe I'm freaking myself out. I look over again, and it's back, staring at me, glaring at me. This was the worst night ever. I couldn't even tell you what time I fell asleep. I think I stayed up all night long. I could not sleep. I was too scared to even get out of the bed to hit my dad and say, Daddy, somebody's in here. That is the kind of fear I felt. When you're that frightened, you can't even get up and run to somebody. I wanted to scream so bad. I was too frightened to scream because I knew if I screamed, she knew I was screaming. The thing that was standing there would know it. Like, I can't explain that kind of fear, but now I understand why people don't run. You are frozen in time. You do not move. Like, my dad was right there, and I could not scream his name. I did not get out of the bed. I was just frozen in fear, and I just wanted to tell you about that because I never forgot that. This is terrible, that kind of fear. Well, I hope you enjoyed the story. And all these, this is true. Like, really, really, it really, really happened. Like, that's why I know ghosts are real. I have had so many experiences with them. They are as real as you picking up an ink pen and writing on a piece of paper. That's how real they are. Hope you enjoyed it. Bye for now.
I believe she had that experience, but I don't know if it was paranormal.
Okay.
I had a similar thing, and it was related to Thriller, where I was young. I rented Thriller on VHS from Lauer's grocery store, and I remember watching it and, you know, rewinding it over and over and over. And then when it was time for me to go to bed one night, I remember walking in the house. My parents were on the back porch, And I swear to God, I saw Michael Jackson as the Thriller zombie standing at the top of the stairwell in my parents' house. And then there were two other zombies in front of the other doors up there. And I did not want to go up that stairway. And I saw them plain as day. I don't think that was a paranormal experience. I think it was my mind really overreacting. I've never like hallucinated, but I guess that was kind of like hallucination when you're that scared and you get yourself that amped up for it. I was probably like, I don't know, 8.
Yeah, it's hard for me to, I always hate to say, well, somebody didn't have an experience that they, she certainly experienced something.
Yeah.
And let me just say this, the way she tells the story is awesome because I'm sitting here feeling bad for her, but also kind of laughing at her presentation because she was really going off on it and I absolutely loved it. So,
yeah.
You know, I used to have, I've told the story 100 times, but my mom would always watch us, make us watch like Dracula right before bed as a child, you know? And then
she made you watch it or you wanted to watch it?
No. I mean, listen, of course you want to watch it and get scared, but yeah. She'd be like, oh, we're going to watch this tonight, you know?
Okay.
And then I'd be up all night and at the foot of my bed, I could see the coffin opening up, you know? Ah. So that was my childhood. I didn't sleep between the ages of about 3 till I turned maybe 16.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I think when you're young, you can have those experiences. It can't, like you said, you can freeze and be so frightened that you're hallucinating almost to that point. But mm-hmm. Boy, she's a great storyteller. I love listening
to her. Yeah, no, I get that. I totally get what she went through because that seems so freaking real and scary if you have that happen. By the way, The Exorcist is being remade. It's set for an October 13th, 2023 release date. And it's a sequel to the original. In fact, Ellen Burstyn, who was in the original, she's reprising her role in this movie. The plot is basically the character played by Leslie Odom Jr. Has a child that is possessed and he doesn't know what to do, looks up the family of who this happened to originally. And then that's kind of how the plot goes forward of them trying to help this person and their possessed child. It's supposed to be a 3-part series of the franchise that's beginning to be put together here.
I'm excited about it. I'm surprised that Ellen was part of it because she was not really happy with the first film as far as like the filming of it. It was very, she was kind of angry about some of the stuff the director did and all that kind of stuff. But I'm excited for it. I'm looking forward to it.
I didn't even know she was still alive, quite honestly. I had to look that up and go, oh, yes. Oh, she is still alive. Okay.
Nice.
But yeah, I mean, it should be interesting. Hopefully, The Exorcist was plagued with a bunch of issues, wasn't it, as well, in production?
People died later in life. People got hurt. Yeah, there's a whole ton of stuff that went on with the cast and stuff.
Well, they've already had issues on this set. Deadline reporting late last year that there was health issues with Leslie Odom Jr. So they had to pause filming. The site described the shutdown as an early and not cost insignificant situation. The report adds they hope to have Odom Jr. back along with the rest of the cast in January. This story from late last year. So I don't know. It's already interesting. We're already seeing some things where there's a slowdown on it. It'll be interesting to watch if there's going to be stories on this one too.
Yeah.
All right. There you go. It's going to wrap up today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. Press subscribe wherever you download podcasts so you don't miss any of our stories. If you want an ad-free experience, you can get that through Apple Podcasts. Go ahead and subscribe there and binge away. Until next time. For Todd, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car look in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.